Okay, so we're going to continue a little bit in the sugya of chalipin, and I want to try to finish up chalipin, if not today, then for sure tomorrow, and then move on from there. We never got to the end of the Tosos over here about chalipin, so we never discussed whether chalipin works by a goy, whether kinyan chalipin works by a goy. Tosos has a little bit of a discussion of it on the bottom over here in Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, and also what the exceptions are to chalipin, and what those exceptions tell us about chalipin. Meaning, where does chalipin is the kinyan that works l'kol davar. It's supposed to work for everything. But yet we're going to find that there are three specific exceptions, three cases where chalipin doesn't work. So if it works l'kol davar, what are the three cases that it doesn't work? Tell us about the nature of chalipin, about how chalipin actually operates. So Tosus over here on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosus says, "V'lo parich me chalipin, el mishum davi ke'en kesef." Tosus discusses that chalipin. Well, we already have been, long into the discussion of chalipin and whether chalipin works midin kesef or works midin gemiras das. But Tosus a little bit further asks, "Vim tomer heichi salkadaitich de nelef misteyefron she tikna isha bechalipin vasteyefron gufa lo mikni bechalipin de lo matzinu chalipin la oved kochavim." Says Tosos, how could there be a hava mina that chalipin should work for kiddushin based on kicha misteyefron, and chalipin works for karka? So if chalipin works for karka, it's got to work for kiddushin. That's what the Gemara suggested, that if chalipin works for karka, we should learn kicha misteyefron, chalipin should work for kiddushin. What's the hava mina? Tosos says chalipin doesn't work by a guy. So you're going to be kona from a guy? You can't be kona from a guy with chalipin. So when Avram was buying from Ephraim, he couldn't have used chalipin. Whether you want to say chalipin is midin kesef or not, it doesn't work by a guy. For whatever reason, it's a form of kesef that won't work for a guy. So how could it be that we even have a mina that we're going to learn kiddusha kesef from that we're going to learn kiddushin bechalipin from kicha mistei Ephron? And he says, how do I know chalipin doesn't work by a guy? Because da amrin bebecharos, the Gemara says in Becharos Daf Yud Gimel, mi di Yisrael bechada ovid kochavim nami bechada. That from the fact that there's one way to be kona for a Jew, there's one way to be kona for a guy as well. So let me give a little bit of background over here to understand what Tosos is asking over here, and then maybe we'll understand his answer a little bit better as well. Tosos starts with the idea that kicha misteyefron cannot be teaching me chalipin, because Steyefron, the transaction that was happening there was Avram buying Maras HaMechpelah from Ephron. Ephron wasn't a Jew, and there is no chalipin for an Ovid Chavim for a guy. How do we know that there's no chalipin for an Ovid Chavim? Tosos says, Gemara Bechoros Daf Yud Gimel, Yisrael Bechada Ovid Chavim Nami Bechada. What is that Gemara? So essentially what that Gemara tells us is that there is one way for a Jew to be kona items, to be kona metaltlin, and that is by doing a meshicha, by pulling it into his rishus. He'll lift it up and put it in his rishus that way, drag something that's a little heavier into his rishus without lifting it, but it's meshicha, it's by hachnas al rishus, by bringing it into his rishus. A guy makes a kinyan on metaltlin with kesef. For a guy, ma'os konos. As soon as he gives the money, that itself is a kinyan when it comes to a guy. So over there, the Gemara says in Becharos that Rabbi Yochanan holds ma'os konos, Rish Lakish holds meshichas konah metaltlin midaraisa for a Jew. But it's pashut on a daraisa level that there are no two kinyanim that work for metaltlin. It's o kana miyada misecha. The Gemara says it's got to be that it's either money or meshicha, one or the other. There's only one valid kinyan. It happens to be machlokas amoraim. Which one? We paskin that for a Jew it's not ma'os. That for a Jew, meshicha is the only kinyan that a Jew can make. For a guy, ma'os. So the Gemara Becharos over there says that it works with that premise, that it's got to be only one form of kinyan. And whatever works for amisecha, o kana mi amisecha is the pasuk. So whatever works for amisecha, whatever works for a Jew, that one form of kinyan that works for a Jew doesn't work for a guy. And that one form of kinyan that works for a guy does not work for a Jew. That has to be the way it works. Just like there's only one kinyan for metaltlin for a Jew, there's only one kinyan in metaltlin for a guy. So if that's the case, says Tosfos, chalipin can't work. Because chalipin, the Gemara says, what is the one kinyan for the Jew? the one kinyan for the Jew is Mashiach. What's the one kinyan for the guy? The one kinyan for the guy is Kesef. So if the Gemara is explicit, that midi Yisrael b'chada, ovid kochav nami b'chada, that there can only be one form of kinyan each for a Jew and for a guy, so mele chalipin can work. That's Tosfos Kasha. So how could we have a havamina in our Gemara that you could do kiddushin with chalipin and we should derive it kicha kicha mi ste'efron? Ste'efron couldn't have been purchased with chalipin. You can't do chalipin from a guy. Ovid kochavim b'chadu, there's only one kinyan that works for a guy, and that's kesef and not chalipin. So says Tosfos the answer, v'yesh lo mardayinu levar mi chalipin. He says, no, when we say Ovid Kochavim Chada, that there's only one kinyan that works for a guy, it doesn't mean that there's only one kinyan that works for a guy. It means with the exception of Chalipin. Chalipin works L'kayim Kaldover. Chalipin works for everything. So it says, really, there are two kinyanim. There's, meaning, of the two kinyanim that are metaltalin specific, that can only work for metaltalin, Kesef and Mashiach, one of those works for a guy, the other one works for a Jew, but, you know, the one that works for a guy can't work for a Jew, and the one that works for a Jew can't work for a guy. That's what it means. Midi Yisrael b'chada ovid kochavim b'chada. Meaning, of these two kinyanim, Kesef and Mashiach, one of them and only one of them can work for a Jew, one of them and only one of them can work for a guy. But it doesn't mean that there's no other kinyan on earth that can work for a guy or for a Jew, and therefore chalipin does work for a Jew, and it does work for a guy as well.
Are you saying that kesef doesn't work for a Jew?
That kesef, right, kinyan kesef, by ishus it works. You can be mekadesh and isha, but if you want to buy something from the store, giving kesef alone, right, would not be the kinyan. You would then need to pick up the item to do the mashiach on a daraisa level. On a daraisa level. Correct, exactly. Now, Tos says, I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara, Daf Chesam et Aleph. Right? Tos says, of Yevi Yishlom, Dainu Lubar Michalib, and Dumi Dishol Bechada Vachikamer. Mi Dishol Bechada Kinyan Chadash Bar Michalib, and Shem Bishneim. That from the fact that a Jew can acquire with one additional way aside from Chalibin, namely Mashiacha, Ovid Kochavim can also acquire with one additional way beside for Chalibin, namely through Kesef. And Tos says, I'll bring you a raya from a Gemara Daf Ches. V'chein mashma l'kaman gabi nimkar la'ovid kochavim mikesef miknaso v'kesef nikna v'ein nikna b'toras tevua v'kelim u'mayniyu chalipin sh'mamirat shadvar nikna b'chalipin la'ovid kochavim. What in the world is Tos talking about over there? What is his raya? So Tos points out that the Gemara Daf Ches talks about an eved ivri that is sold to a guy. Let's say you take your Eved Ivri that you own and you sell that Eved Ivri to a guy. So we learn from the pasuk over there, Mikesef Miknaso, Yashuv Gulaso, the Gemara Darshan's Kesef Hu Nikna, Aval Einu Nikna B'tvuv Kinyan. That the Kinyan can only work through Kesef. The Kinyan, when you sell an Eved Ivri to a guy, cannot be B'tvuv Kinyan, which is a fancy way of saying Chalipin. It cannot work with Chalipin. So we have a special drasha that chalipin doesn't work when a guy is buying an Eved Ivri, because there's a special pasuk that describes how the kinyan does work when you buy an Eved Ivri, and that pasuk teaches me not with chalipin. What does that imply? That implies that b'derech klal, chalipin does work with a guy. It's only because you have a special drasha by Eved Ivri that when you sell an Eved Ivri to a guy, that you can't do chalipin. So that implies that generally speaking, you can do chalipin with a guy. So Tos says, so therefore you see that chalipin can work with a guy. So that's how Tos brings a raya. And he says, based on that, he says, V'cheino yorogil Rabbeinu Tam l'shloach harsha'a b'yad ovid kochavim v'yamakna b'chalipin. Rabbeinu Tam used to do what's called a kinyan harsha'a, and he'd allow a guy to be the one to do the kinyan harsha'a. Now that is going to be a whole separate topic that we're going to have to discuss. I just want to discuss one more thing before we get to that topic of Kinyan Harsha'a. What Kinyan Harsha'a means, what it has to do with Chalipin, what the guy's role is in Kinyan Harsha'a. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. But first, let's just discuss the exceptions to Kinyan Chalipin. So we had an idea over here that perhaps that a guy cannot be involved in Kinyan Chalipin. Tosa says, not true. You can have kinyan chalipin by a guy. But Tosfos did point out that the Gemara is explicit, not when you're selling an Eved Ivri. If you're selling an Eved Ivri to the guy, then Kinyan Chalipin will not work. So there's exception number one to Kinyan Chalipin. So Kinyan Chalipin is supposed to be this all-encompassing Kinyan. It's L'kol Davar. Kinyan Chalipin works for everything, but not everything. Because you see, the Mardav Ches says, an Eved Ivri is not Nikna B'Chalipin. Sounds like an Eved Kenani can be Nikna B'Chalipin to a guy, just not an Eved Ivri. So Chalipin, we have to explain, why would it not work for an Eved Ivri? Second exception that we're going to have to explain. Tosos, later on in the Masechta, Dav Chav Zayin, is Mechadesh that one cannot do Schirus Karka B'Chalipin. That you can't rent Karka B'Chalipin. That's a very Nogel Lemaisa. Just a couple of days ago, this was very Nogel Lemaisa. Well, I was in Nogel Lemaisa a couple of days ago, people were writing Prusbels. Because the Halacha Shemitah cancels all loans unless you write a Prusbel. So the halacha is that one is not allowed to write a prosbul unless the borrower owns karka. If the borrower owns karka, then you can write a prosbul. If the guy that borrowed money from you doesn't own karka, you're not allowed to write a prosbul. So most of the time it's not an issue. If you're dealing with people who are in business and they deal with adults, so adults, unless they're homeless, they have a home that they either live in or rent, and for this purpose, renting is considered ownership. So if they even rent a home, then it's an apartment. So that's called that they own karka. Rabbi Storch wanted to have all the. Did I talk to you about this already? Did I mention this? Rabbi Storch wanted to have all the DRS kids write prosbuls. He thought it was a great chinuch moment. Once every 7 years, so teach them that there's such a thing of a prosbul. Sure, they owe each other money. You know that they borrow money from each other, fantasy sports or whatever. You know, they gamble. So he said to Rabbi Willis said, "What do they owe anyway?" So he said, "No, they gamble." So Rabbi Willis says, "Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom." Okay, so they do or they don't, but who do they owe money to? They owe money to each other. Well, no one owns karka. High school students don't own karka. What karka do they own? They're not renting, they're not buying, they don't own any karka. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to be makna them karka. So for makna them some karka, Zachal Nadim Shal B'Fanav, I'll give him a piece of karka. Now we could write a prosbul on the loan that he borrowed money that he'll be able to, and he owns karka, so it could be a mashum of karka, it could be the tiniest amount of karka. But that's what the Gemara Gittin says, he's got to own karka. So how am I makna karka to 350 DRS kids? So we did it. I made a kinyan chalipin in Rabbi Storch's office to become a piece of karka on behalf of all the DRS kids through a kinyan chalipin. Wait a second, I don't want 320, 330 DRS kids to own a piece of my backyard. So maybe I could just rent it to them for a few days. Says Tosfos, no, you can't rent with Chalipin. It's true, if a person rents Karka, it's called that he owns Karka for the sake of a prosbul, that now you can write a prosbul on his loan. But you cannot acquire a schirus with Chalipin. You need to do it. You need to move in. You need to null go the part. You need to do something with the land. You can't just do a chalip on the schirus. That's what Tosa says. Schirus karka doesn't work with chalip. And even though chalip does work on karka in general, you want to buy karka, chalip is fine. Schirus karka is no good. And his raya is from the Gemara Bamitzia. The Gemara says that just like karka is nicknames because of shtar chazaka, so to schirus karka is because of shtar chazaka. But it never mentions that schirus karka can be done by chalipin. So Tosfos says it must be that it can't be. That you can't do schirus karka by chalipin. So that's exception number two of when chalipin works. Exception number three is a Tosfos in arachin, or as the Yeshivish way of saying, erachin. A Tosfos in arachin chav tesam and beis, avlam and amal. That's the joke they say of the two guys learning by chavrusa. Chavrus was going great, they were getting along perfectly until they got to like Taf Lamed Hay or so. And one of them said, "Oh, my Gemara stops already, Lamed Dalet," because it turned out that he was learning Erechin and the other one was learning Erevin. So that's why they were getting along so well. Yeah. But you have a Tosfos in Arachim. The Tosfos writes in Arachim, Taf Chavtesim Beis going over Taf Lamed Amnalet, that a Matana al Menas Lahachzir doesn't work with Chalipin. can't do kina chalipin and matana amanas achzir. Where's the ikr sugya of matana amanas achzir? Ironically, I'm quoting Tosfos Arach, and the ikr sugya is right here in Kiddushin. Kiddushin davav, we're just a couple of davim away from the sugya of matana amanas achzir. What's matana amanas achzir? I'm giving you a gift, a full-fledged total gift. It's totally yours. It's just with a condition. The condition is that you got to give it back. So I'm not lending it to you. It's not borrowing. It's a matana, but it's amanas achzir. It's a very interesting type of transaction. What is that exactly? It's not a loan, it's matan amanas achzir. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about whether you can do Kiddushin matan amanas achzir. A guy wants to do Kiddushin with his grandmother's wedding ring. That's a ring they have in the family, it's a family heirloom, so he wants to do Kiddushin with it. But you can't give a girl a ring and just as a loan. You got to give it to her. So he wants to give her a matana amanas achzir. So does that work? That's the sugya here in Kiddushin on Dav Vav. The matana amanas achzir works for Kiddushin. By the way, that's one of the rayas that kinyan of Kiddushin is a kinyan ishus, is not a regular kinyan. Meaning you're not, remember we had that whole shiur about when you give kesef, are you paying for it? You're paying for the wife? Like this is what she costs? We had such a nasivist that holds that way, that you're paying for the wife? So that's ridiculous. No, you're not paying for the wife. It's a kinyan ishus. It's a symbolic act of kinyan. One of the rayas is that we could even entertain the possibility that a matan amanas achzir would work. If we're about giving monetary value to pay for something, then why would matan amanas achzir make any sense? They don't get to keep anything. They have to give everything back. But if it's a symbolic act of kinyan to show that there's a sense of ishus, so then you understand the havamina, that matan amanas achzir might work. So these are the three exceptions. So when does chalipin not work? It doesn't work when you're being makne and have delivery to a guy. It doesn't work for schiris karka, and it doesn't work for matan amanas achzir. What do these three things have in common? Is it just a coincidence that these are three things that each have their own explanation as to why chalipin wouldn't work for these three things? Or is there some common denominator between all three of these inyanim? There is a ktsos in Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, Si'if Ches, where the ktsos is mechadesh, that there is definitely a kesher shel kayama between these three things. There is definitely a connection between these three things, why chalipin doesn't work. And ktsos suggests that in order for chalipin to work, the kinyan must be absolute. Chalipin works for everything, as long as the kinyan is a 100% transaction where everything is being transferred from person A to person B, where you are all in on the kinyan. That's when chalipin will work. Think about why that makes sense. See, normally, what's a regular form of kinyan? You're actually taking the item. You know, I'm giving you something. Or I'm exchanging something for something. I'm giving you, you're doing a meshicha, you're doing a hagbah, you're doing all gadur parts. You're actually doing a physical act on the item itself. To be machnesed into your rishos. By chalipin, you're not doing anything on the item. It's much more symbolic in nature. So in order, since chalipin is so abstract already, because it's not being done on the item, if we're going to make chalipin work, it's got to be on something where you're absolutely all in on your das in the kinyan, on your commitment to the kinyan. That's why chalipin, we said, has to work with a higher level of das, because it has to, there's nothing being done on the item itself. It's all in the abstract. So the kinyan has to be a 100% transference of the object from one person to the other. Anything that's not a kinyan gomer is only a kinyan lechatzoyim, is only like a halfway kinyan, chalipin is not going to work for. And that's why, if I'm selling an Eved Kanani, so an Eved Kanani is kishor of the chamara, it's like my shor of chamara, I own him completely. So then you understand, kinyan chalipin is going to work. By an Eved Ivri, do I really own the Eved Ivri fully? So an Eved Ivri, he has a shibud. He has to work for me, but I don't have full ownership. You know what the raya that I don't have full ownership of the Eved Ivri is? I think we discussed already once. If a person owns an Eved Ivri and the person dies, what happens to that Eved Ivri? So the halacha is an unusual halacha. If he has a son, it goes to his son. So you say, oh, so it's Yerusha, so it must be that he has real ownership of the Eved Ivri. But no, if he doesn't have a son, it doesn't go to the next Yarmish. There is no Yerusha of an Eved Ivri. The din that the Eved Ivri goes to the son is midin kum tachtav. that the son is considered brakar davur, the son is considered an extension of the father, so the son is sort of in the father's place. But all the other dinei Yerusha, the brother, the father, the, you know, all the other places where you would look for Yerusha for someone who doesn't have a son, a daughter even, all the other dinim of Yerusha, inevitably would not go be Yerusha. Why? Because you don't really own an evidivri. You own rights in the evidivri. The evidivri has to work for you. You own a shibud on the evidivri. But you don't own the evidivri. And therefore, if I don't own the evidivri, when I'm being makna the evidivri to somebody, I'm obviously not being makna the full ownership, because I don't even have the full ownership. So it's not a real kinyan. It's not a full-fledged kinyan. It's not all in. It's not a 100% kinyan legamri. It's a kinyan chatzoyin. I'm giving him whatever it is that I own in this evidivri, but it's not really the evidivri that I own. It's some piece of something in this evidivri that I own. That's all I'm able to give. And therefore, chalip is not going to work for an evidivri. What about schiros? So no, why does schiros not work for chalip? How does schiros work? I rent something to someone. Then what? He gives it back. When? Whenever the schiros is up. You rent the house for a year. A year later, you give the house right back. So it's not a full kinyan. A full kinyan is I'm giving it to you fully and forever. Schiros, yeah, you get to live in the house for now, but ultimately you're going to have to give it back. So it's not a kinyan gom. It's not liola. You could have argued that schiros is a kinyan gomor. It's just lizman. It's a kinyan gomor for his, but or you could say no. Schiros, the fact that it's not that it's only lizman is a raya that it's never a kinyan muchlat. Matan al menasa hachzir. Also, very clearly, there's an end point by matan al menasa hachzir, where he's got to give it back. So I'm not transferring bailus l'chalutin. I'm not giving him 100% bailus over the item. He's going to have to give it back. Chalipin doesn't work when you're not doing the kinyan gomor. That's the yisod of the ketzos. So here's the question. Does chalipin work on karka? Yes, chalipin works on karka. Right, that's what the Gemara wanted to learn from Stei Ephraim, that chalipin should work because for kiddushin, because it works on karka. Chalipin works on karka. When I sell karka in Eretz Yisrael, is it a kinyan gomor? What's the halacha? When does that karka go back?
Yovel.
Karka's got to get returned eventually. So according to this yisod of the ketzos, why does chalipin work on karka? Karka anyway has to come back at yovel. So this is some lumdus. I have to figure out what's the nature of Yovel. We know that the din is that at Yovel, all lands go back to their ancestral holding. What's the din of Yovel? Is Yovel a kinyan lizman? That when I sell karka to somebody and I know that Yovel's coming in 12 years from now, so I'm only selling it to him for 12 years, I'm selling him the usage of 12 years of karka? Maybe no. Maybe Yovel is a kinyan olam. Selling karka is a kinyan olam. But Yovel is mafkia that kinyan. It was a kinyan forever. But Yovel comes and Yovel chaps the kinyan. Yovel overrules that kinyan. From the fact that chalipin works for karka, according to the ketzos, it's an indicator that when you sell karka, it's a kinyan legamri, it's a kinyan gomer. It's just that Yovel's mafkia the kinyan. How can we test this? How can we know? Say the following case. You have an evidivri that belongs to a kohen. So he's an evidivri that belongs to a nevikanani that belongs to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Because he's like kishar of a chamaro. Kohen's allowed to feed truma to his animals. What about an evidivri that belongs to a kohen? Can he eat truma? So halach is nimka l'sheish. Evidivri only has a 6-year term, right? He doesn't need truma. You don't really own him, like we said before. But the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Dalid is going to talk about an evid nirtza. What if after 6 years of Avidivri says, oh, Hafti Yasishi Vesadoni, I want to stay, I love it here, it's so great, it's so much fun, I like working here, I like the wife that he gave me, the Shivcha Kananis that I got to marry. So what do? We take his right ear, the cartilage part of his right ear, we pierce it by the doorway, and now he gets to stay with the Adon forever. He becomes an Eved Nirtza. The halachi, even by an Eved Nirtza, is that he goes out of Yovel. He goes out of Yovel. But he becomes more of the ownership of the owner, and therefore, says the Gemara, Eved Nirtza is allowed to eat truma. Why is Eved Nirtza allowed to eat truma? Ah, he goes out of Yovel. When he was going out after 6 years, he couldn't eat truma. Now he's allowed to eat truma. What does that indicate to you? That when you bought him for just a 6 year term, he wasn't really yours. It was a kinyan l'chatzayim. So you didn't really own him. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat truma. But when you buy him in a way where you're going to be konim until Yovel, then he's really fully yours. Li'olam! He's yours forever! But Yovel's going to come and he's going to be mafkiya the kinyan. It's not that you're buying him only until Yovel. You're buying him forever. But comes Yovel, and Yovel is mafkia, the kinyan. What about the following case? Tshuvas HaRash has a discussion. Why don't we observe Yovel nowadays? We have Shemitah nowadays. Why don't we observe Yovel? So the halacha is that you only observe Yovel when Rov Yoshveha Aleha. Kol Yoshveha Aleha, we pass in Rov Yoshveha Aleha, when most of the Jews live in Israel. Which we're right about there. We're just about there. So the technicalities, you need the tribal holdings also, and every shevet knows where they're supposed to be also in order to... Okay, so what if you have the following case? Tshuvas HaRash discusses. You have an Eved Nirtza, an Eved had his thing pierced, Bizman Sherov Yoshvele, when Yovel is knowing. He got his ear pierced, we're 15 years before Yovel, he got his ear pierced, he's expecting that comes Yovel, he's going to go free, right? 7 years later, there's a mass exodus from Israel and people move to Chutz La'aretz. And you no longer have Rov Yoshveh Aleha. So guess what? Now there's not going to be a Yovel. Does the Eved Ivri go free? If you learn that the way Yovel works is that when you buy the Eved Ivri and you pierce his ear, you're getting him forever. It's just that Yovel is mafkia that comes. Yovel, it's going to be mafkia, your kinyan. So this guy should never go free. Because when you pierced his ear, he was planning on being there till Yovel. He was planning on being there forever. It's just that the plan was that Yovel would be mafkia the kinyan. But now Yovel's not going to be mafkia the kinyan. But if you learn otherwise, you learn that no. Whenever you buy someone during years that Yovel is knowing, and you pierce the guy's ear, you're only buying him till Yovel. It's a kinyan lizman. I'm only buying him. The deal is, this kinyan I'm making on him is only a kinyan that's going to work until Yovel. Well then, even if the Yovel year never actually happens, we never observe the laws of Yovel, but when I first made the kinyan on him, I only made a kinyan until year 50. And therefore, Memele you should go free when year 50 comes. So l'chora, that chakira about how Yovel works is going to happen afkamina over there by the Eved Ivri Nirtza. If Yovel works, that I'm kona 100%, it's just that Yovel's mafkia, so then I should keep that Eved Ivri forever. But if Yovel works, that I'm only kona until Yovel, well then, even if there's not going to be a Yovel, the year of Yovel that Yovel is supposed to be should stop my kinyan. And the same is going to be by Chalipin. Can Chalipin work in Karka? Well, if you hold that Yovel, that when I'm kona something, it's I'm kona legamri, it's just that Yovel's mafkia, well then Chalipin should be allowed to work on Karka, even according to the Ketzos. Because I'm kona 100%. It's just that Yovel will be mafkia. But if you hold that it's only a kinyan lechatzayin, then the Ketzos is going to have a real problem. Why does Chalipin work on Karka? So that's a lumdus in how Yovel works, not so much a lumdus in how Chalipin works. But the yisod of this ketzos, Chalipin only works when you're all in. When you're 100% in on the kinyan. I said, Beis Hashem, tomorrow will really, really, really be the last year on chalipin. We're going to finish the, it's not really going to be about chalipin, it's going to be a harsha'ah, which is chalipin related. So the end of this Tosfos. And then next week we'll, as we said, move on to other things for the one day that we actually have shiva next week. Okay.